Hey guys, what's up? What's going on? Happy Sunday. So, this is going to be a strategy Sunday since I was honestly kind of lacking and missed our strategy Saturday. I'm still getting used to the new podcast layout. So, be gracious with me. I am pre-recording all the podcasts for this coming week today. So, you will have them on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday as promised. And this coming week will be a really fun topic that I'm obsessed with. So, today we are talking all things time management strategies, as we've been talking about this week. On Tuesday, I did Time Management 101, explaining what it is, why it's important, how it like what it looks like and when it's changing our lives. Friday, I told you a little story about my shit show of high school time management, and now I'm going to tell you how you can get better at time management in your own life. All right, so let's get started. I'm honestly so excited because I feel so strongly about time management. It's something that has really changed my life, and like I mentioned on Friday, I sometimes look back on high school and I'm like, what did I get done? Like, what did I do other than go to school, work, and then I was a cheerleader, so I would have cheer practice and games and stuff. But like other than that, it's just like I have nothing to show for it. And now that I'm in college and I've gotten really good at time management, I have so much to show for it. Like I did a YouTube channel last year, I started my blog this year, I've started my business, planning my retreat. I'm actually going to be getting back into vlogging for on YouTube this summer. So it's just like planning everything, and with my time management skills, I've been able to do this so efficiently. So I'm really excited to bring you guys some of my tips that have really changed my life. So I have five tips for you guys today, and the first one stems back to episode 6 that we started on Tuesday, Time Management 101. I gave you guys a really easy planning layout to start getting on the ball about time management, and it started with writing down your obligations, then your needs, and then your non-negotiables. So I encourage you to go back and listen to that one if you haven't, because that is what I start my week with every single week for planning. And it's kind of the base of the rest of the things we will be talking about. So if you haven't listened to that, definitely give it a hit and let's get on to the next four. Tip number two, wake up early. I cannot stress this one enough. Like I said on Friday, I was horrible about waking up on time. I forced myself to become a morning person second semester of college. And it kind of was due to the fact that I had a 9 a.m. class, not on the city campus I live on, but on East Campus, which is about a 20-minute bus ride away. So you really would have to get up earlier. But I learned to love it, and now I wake up every single day at 7 a.m. and I literally cannot stress enough how much this has changed my life. You get so much done when you wake up earlier in the morning. I know even if you thrive at night, those extra hours in the day really make a difference, because then you can start to develop a morning routine and you can feel even just a little bit more accomplished each day by getting your morning routine done. Whether or not the rest of your days change, at least you have one other thing that you've done that day rather than sleeping in or, I don't know, just being lazy. And how waking up relates back to time management is oftentimes in the morning when we get up, we're really groggy, we're really tired, we're not super energized. And so that leads to a very slow morning. But if you wake up a little bit earlier and give yourself that space to be groggy before you have to start doing things, whenever 8 or 9 or 10, whenever you need to actually start get going, whenever that time rolls around, you're going to be energized, ready to go, and focused so you can get more done. So that's a huge, huge, huge factor in how I've been able to manage my time so efficiently in college, because get up early. You get all adjusted, you have your morning routine, you chill out, and then 9 o'clock comes around, you have your class, and you're ready to go. Tip number three is not going to be a popular opinion, but get off of social media. Dear God, please do. I am serious. Okay, one social media at a time, though. I never get on Twitter. Literally never. Sometimes I'll share a blog post, sometimes I'll check it, but my two best friends are obsessed with Twitter, so they send me all the funny tweets. I get what I need to see, and then I just don't get on it. For several reasons, but mainly social media wastes our time so much. Imagine all the hours you've spent in the last 4 years of your life scrolling through feeds and stalking other people and just watching random YouTube videos and just doing all these things that don't matter, that don't add up to you making more income, that don't add up to you being more productive, that don't get you better grades. None of that. It's just aimlessly scrolling. And while it might be nice to relax and chill out and look through Instagram while you're relaxing, what is that going to do for you in 3 hours? You might be stressed because you weren't doing a homework assignment, or you might end up feeling really lazy because you were just sitting on your phone for an hour. This idea stems back to kind of the big trend going on right now of being mindful, and mindfulness is that when you're doing things mindfully, you're doing them consciously. And when you're scrolling through Twitter and it's been an hour, you're not doing that mindfully, because if you're doing something mindfully, you would be getting things done. So the less you're on social media, it's literally just given that the more you're going to get done. Because if you're not sitting there on your phone, you're not going to sit there and stare at your wall. You're going to find something to do, whether that's cleaning or going to work or working on a side hustle, whatever it is. So my biggest time management strategy, probably out of all of these, is to get off social media. You can set certain hours a day for yourself that you would get on. For me, I will get on Instagram to answer DMs in the morning after my morning routine. I get on when I post, and then I get on once at night. So it just goes with whatever works for you, but just try and do it a little bit more mindfully so you don't waste as much time. Tip number four is time blocking. I love this. I honestly need to start doing this more. So time blocking is when you are working on a task and you set a specific amount of time to do it, and then after that, you're done. Then you can get on your phone, then you can get a snack, take a 10-minute break. Maybe you have another amount of time blocked afterwards to work on it again. And this just helps you focus on one thing. Yes, only one thing for a certain amount of time. So your full attention is on it and you get way more done. And a way I use this, that I should use it more because I'm slacking, is when I am working on my ebook. So I'll sit down and I'll be like, okay, here I will, for 45 minutes, I will only focus on writing my book. And then after that, I can get on my phone. I can text people back. I can make dinner. I can do whatever. I can go to the gym. And then I might say, okay, well, then after I do that, I'm only going to focus on this for an hour. And so when you do that, you're eliminating all of your distractions. You don't have your phone. You're not eating something. You're not listening to music. You're doing one single thing, because multitasking is not efficient. And I mean, multitasking, if you're walking to class and listening to a podcast, okay, that's fine. But I'm saying doing two things at once, like doing homework and listening to music, it's actually proven that it's not very efficient for your brain. A way to tie this back to tip number two and three is you could wake up at 7 and then you could time block 15 minutes to sit down and meditate. And then you can give yourself 10 minutes to eat breakfast. And then you time block 30 minutes to just focus on journaling. And so while you're doing that, you're waking up early, you're using that time wisely, and you're not spending your time on social media. So it all kind of comes full circle of what you're doing with your time at each moment in the day. And I learned time blocking from Lauren on the Skinny Confidential. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. And she uses this cube off of Amazon to time block, which is super cool. I will link it in the description below. My last tip number five, is to put your phone on airplane mode. So this relates super well to everything we've talked about so far, but the main purpose of doing this is so you're not distracted. When there are things I know I need to focus on and I need to get done, I have that time blocked time set, don't want to get texts and be distracted, I will put my phone on airplane mode, just because then I can't receive messages, phone calls, notifications, anything. And I can just focus on that one thing in that specific moment, being super mindful. Guys, I honestly hate the word mindful, but it's a really important concept, I suppose. I have two books sitting on my desk that I'm looking at right now that have the word mindful on the cover. So that's my life. But All right, we have gone through all the tips, all of my fun strategies for you, and let's recap before I send you off into this new week. So, tip number one, go back and check episode 6, Time Management 101. Tip two, wake up early. Tip three, get off of social media. Tip four, start time blocking. And tip five, put your phone on airplane mode. So, I hope this was helpful for you guys. Please leave a rate and a review. Feel free to screenshot that you're listening, tag me on Insta so I can give you a follow and a quick shout out. And let me know what you took out of this week's theme of time management. I will talk to you guys on Tuesday. And remember, tu es sage comme une image. You are good as gold. Have an amazing, amazing Sunday and Monday, guys.